It is 5:45. It is Wednesday, and that means it is time for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest here at the station itself and in the greater listening community. Tonight, we're not doing it live so that Aaron and I can sneak out of here and get our Thanksgiving festivities on early. Instead, we are going to bring you a pre-recorded piece with Pamela Santos, our membership director right here at KBOO.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, our weekly program on Wednesdays at 5:45, where we hear from folks inside of KBOO about happenings around your independent community radio station. I'm Theo Burke. Tonight we're talking with Pamela Santos, membership director at KBOO, and Becky Myers, development director. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Great to have you. First, tomorrow is the holiday known by many as Thanksgiving. KBOO always does great special programming on that day to counter mainstream coverage. What can listeners look forward to hearing, Pamela?
So for me, I'm looking to decolonize the holiday however I can. KBOO has the kind of programming that I look forward to when I want to subvert the what I think of as the so-called history I've gotten in school that erases the trauma and genocide of Indigenous peoples. It's really just, for me, the time to bring the focus back on Native American stories, as
awesome.
We know with the coverage at Standing Rock. And
so what are we going to have?
So the morning programming, it includes, I mean, we're already going to have Democracy Now! At 6 a.m. 7 to 8 a.m. is Moccasin Tracks. 8 to 8:30 is TUC Radio. 8:30 to 9 a.m., Making Contact. 9 to 10 a.m., we have First Voices Radio. And 10 to 11 is Best of Flashpoints. But I just want to point out at 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm really looking forward to a program by a KBOO volunteer, KBOO reporter Christopher Francisco.
Yeah.
Yep. It's reports from the Peltier Justice Ride. It's a cross-country ride that took place earlier in the year, demanding justice and freedom for political prisoner Leonard Peltier. Christopher is currently reporting from Standing Rock for KBOO Radio. He's really amazing just being out there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's bringing you the story direct from what's happening. And I think that's incredible. That's not usually how it's covered in any other news source, you know?
I really appreciate this programming, both that one and Moccasin Tracks. Lucky enough to go out to Standing Rock in September at a relatively calm time. One of the things I saw, speaking of Leonard Peltier, was Obama Free Leonard Peltier. It was a banner in the camp. And I think this is one of the most important, if not the most important stories right now. So this is great programming for tomorrow,
yeah.
Pamela.
Yeah, that's only in the morning. But we definitely also, we're going to have an hour of programming in the afternoon produced by youth at NAYA, the Native American Youth and Family Center, with the support of KBOO Program Director and Youth Advocate Aaron Yankee.
You can't Excellent. Get much better than KBOO on Thanksgiving, for sure.
I might have to change my plans all day. This definitely beats the Downton Abbey marathon.
Is that what's going on OPB?
Somewhere.
Okay. In your room.
So there's currently a match taking place throughout November and December. How can people get their donations matched, Becky?
So there are two kinds of donors that can take advantage of this matching situation. Generously provided for by the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. So if you are a listener and you are not yet a member, this match is for you. These folks are generously matching every single dollar that you give to KBOO between now and the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's one way is to commit to supporting KBOO and the work that we do. Another way is for everybody else, all of you who are current members. If you give an extra gift to KBOO this year, then that will also be matched by the situation. We have about $15,000 of a match. And so I think, you know, we should be able to make it if, you know, everyone listening and everyone who's not a member becomes a member of KBOO. I mean, then it's easy peasy, right? Like $15,000 like that.
And it amounts to $30,000 thanks to the underwriters.
Exactly. And so like your $100 donation becomes $200. And so I would ask you, dear listener who is not a member, like go to the future. Go to the future and talk to future you and ask them how they feel about that. And they'll say, oh, that was like the best decision. We only had to pay $100 for a $200 impact on KBOO. And yeah, that if you have a time machine, I encourage you to do that.
That's awesome. And we get used to all these numbers being thrown around on fundraising drives and radio and television, but $30,000 would help KBOO a lot, right, Becky?
Oh, absolutely. We make do with very little, and we make amazing programming. So in order to continue that effort, you know, we can do it, but we just need a little of your help. And it's a community effort, so we ask our community to join in.
Okay, great. So look forward to this match drive in November and December. Now, we also have a 3-day fundraising drive taking place next week. So, Pamela, what are our goals for that drive?
Well, we're looking to raise $25,000 during these 3 days. And we've done short drives like this before for the winter. So it makes a lot of sense with timing with Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday.
What's that, Becky?
Oh, wow. Okay, so Giving Tuesday was started in 2012, and it's a social media campaign to highlight the good work that nonprofits are doing to support their communities. And it was a response to the consumption-based corporate holidays of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So Giving Tuesday is a relief to, you know, like the celebration of crass consumerism. It is a celebration of community and nonprofits.
I hate the name Black Friday.
I know. Like, what? It's awful.
It's the work of the devil, or the concept of the devil.
Right. Yeah. The concept of the devil. Well, also, isn't that what they call the crash of the Great Depression?
All, you know, traditionally black or noir is bad things.
Well, I mean, still, this is dark things. This is instead of, you know, spending your money in a way that, like, you know, corporations are intending you to do, you can make a stand and celebrate the places that are doing good in your communities. And so we're participating in Giving Tuesday, which is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's a November 29th. For those who are calendar enthusiasts. And it is, you know, recognized around the world. So it's a highly collaborative day of giving. And we have been part of the Giving Tuesday stuff before, and we're getting donations through GiveGuide in that way. Like, it, as a collaborative effort, the GiveGuide is one that is put together by the Willamette Week.
Yeah.
And it constitutes 2 months of a giving campaign. But any way that you can support KBOO, especially during this first day of our drive, will be amazing. And if you can share that with your social networks, like, I support KBOO, hashtag Giving Tuesday, that's going to be something that you can share with everybody around the world who support nonprofits doing great work.
So I'd like to quickly mention that the Willamette Week GiveGuide is a collection or a collaboration of socially conscious organizations all around Portland that Willamette Week has called together, and they coordinate giving all during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting out posters that say give to KBOO, giveguide.org.
Yeah, exactly.
So and
if you need to, yeah.
You can do it through giving on Giving Tuesday. You can use the GiveGuide portal.
We have enabled you to become a KBOO member in every single possible way that could even happen. So you can call us. We'll have the phone bank happening for the membership drive. We'll have, you know, the Give Guide, if that's your preferred portal, or if you're giving in like a bunch of other ways, like to other nonprofits, then consider a gift to KBOO there too. And it will be matched if it's new. You can donate online. You can come here. There's going to be, it's a celebration. So, you know, we try to make it as easy as possible for folks to, you know, take in the joy of KBOO.
I mean, the way that you're even hearing this right now is on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes whatever people may feel, you know, is the best way,
mm-hmm.
whatever's easier for you. If you're used to giving for being a longtime member of KBOO,
mm-hmm.
and just calling us up on the toll free number, then just call us up and make it easy. You know, whatever works for you to really participate in this really global event.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's more the spirit of the thing, right? Like Giving Tuesday is everybody joining together to lift up, you know, the work of us making things better and being okay because we make it okay.
Community rather than consumerism.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And would you say, Becky, that a lot of the feeling that I'm getting now from a lot of people is they want to give. They want to do something. This is the time that a lot of, whether it was just for the time of year, but this particular 2016, there is this energy that people are trying to channel into positive actions, into actually knowing, like, we've actually had more people coming to the station, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I know this is kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but this drive in particular, I'm pretty excited for, not simply because, you know, there's stuff happening, you know, like we've gone through this intense election cycle that we've, you know, been party to this spectacle of mainstream media. It has mobilized me and it's galvanizing me to raise the awareness and support for KBOO, which stands in opposition to that. We bring truth to light, and we are created at a local level by your friends, by your neighbors, and that is not what you've seen every single day for 24 hours a day on CNN and MSNBC and all those other places.
So, yeah, you know, since this election, I've heard all kinds of comments. I need to do something more than vote. People have been in the streets, people coming down here. And as we all know down here and have gotten so involved, KBOO is where alternative journalism and community and community and citizen journalism happens. If that appeals to you in any way, everyone can come down to KBOO. You can donate and then you can come down and trade your time for being trained in radio and to do what you need to do.
Right. Let's empower each other. We are stronger together. That's why I'm very excited for this drive. But I think you're excited too, aren't you?
Yeah. Why are you excited, Pamela?
I am awash in swag. I'm
swag for people who are not in journalism or music is stuff that you hand out.
It's cool stuff.
It's just the cool stuff. And for us, I think the exciting thing that happened the last drive was that I was able to score this really great t-shirt commission with the artist Anna Vo. And we had this Higher Being shirt that, honestly, it's so KBOO. Mm-hmm. It's
funky. It's so cool. I mean, like, I think it's a piece of art. You can wear it, and then it also represents your support of community radio. Mm-hmm. So really, two for one. Mm-hmm. Be awesome.
Yeah.
Wear a shirt. There it is.
I mean, it's definitely, we are having as many of those shirts that people can. When you give a donation of, honestly, it's just $10 a month. And so we're looking forward to a lot of people coming through and really, you know, repping their KBOO love all over Portland.
So that's really cool. It's the Higher Being shirt, a limited edition shirt commissioned by artist Anna Vo.
Yes. And is there anything else we want to just let people know about, Becky?
Well, we're hiring for three positions. Is that?
Yeah, we are. And so you can go to kboo.fm/hiringwinter2016 and get to it, I believe. I wanted just to say that, hey, you make KBOO happen, everybody. You do. So be a part of the community and feel empowered to do something when you feel hopeless. And supporting KBOO is one of the ways to do it. So.
Thank you so much, Becky.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us. This has been Becky Myers, Development Director at KBOO, and Pamela Santos, Membership Director at KBOO, here on News from the Boo. And I am moderator Theo Burke. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is KBOO. This is KBOO Portland. And now, next up is the KBOO Youth Collective.
Give to KBOO today during our end-of-year match. Wrapping up December 31st, donations from all new and increasing members will be matched one-to-one up to $15,000 from the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Give an extra gift today or become a new member and your membership will be doubled to support independent community media and citizen journalism at KBOO. Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Mississippi Records Music and Film Series at the Hollywood Theater. The film this month is Bird on a Wire, showing Friday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. Bird on a Wire is a documentary about recently and dearly departed Leonard Cohen. The film follows Cohen on his 1972 European tour. Live footage is combined with a very intimate look at Leonard's inner life, doubts, depressions, and triumphs. Along with the film, Eric Isaacson of Mississippi Records will present a slideshow showcasing times when art was a meaningful and effective tool for social change during fascist regimes and offer strategies for dealing with things in our current world order. Again, that's Bird on a Wire, Friday, December 2nd at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I was never cool in school.
There's more things.
I'm sure you don't remember me. And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering.